I have now been vegan for almost 9 years, and people keep asking me how I feel and why I did it. So let me share a quick health update as well as the original 6 reasons why I went vegan. Well, since going vegan, I have lost and kept off 25 pounds or 12 kilograms of body weight. My body fat has gone down from about 22% to about 14%. My blood pressure went down from about 130 over 90 to 115 over 75. My resting heart rate has dropped 5 beats to about 51 or 52. My body mass index dropped almost 2 points to 22. My iron went up, my calcium went up, my triglycerides went down, my overall cholesterol went down, my sugar is stable at 5.1. Even my urologist recently said that my PSA is like that of a teenager. Now, to be fair, not everything in my blood work is perfect. Even though everything is better, not everything is perfect. And I'm still very much struggling with and testing different nutritional protocols to get my LDL markers into the optimal range. However, at 48, I feel subjectively better. People often tell me that I look better, and my blood work is objectively better today than when I was 35 years old. So those are the effects of veganism on my health after almost 9 years. Now, let me share my original 6 reasons why I went vegan, and please feel free to let me know if you agree or disagree, as well as your own experience and your own reasons as to why you would or you wouldn't go vegan yourself. 6 reasons why I went vegan. 1. For our planet. If there has ever been a single decision that an individual can take right now that will have a direct impact on our climate and our planet in general, a decision that requires no government or other kind of approval, it is the decision about your diet. In short, since 51% of global greenhouse gas emissions are coming from our livestock and their byproducts, the less meat we consume, the better it is for our planet and our climate. You can find many sources on the fact that eating less meat is essential to curbing climate change. And you can check out a growing list of documentaries on the topic, such as, for example, Before the Flood or Cowspiracy. 2. For the animals. As a dog owner and animal lover, well, our dog was 17 and a half and she actually died, but as an animal lover and a former dog owner, I have absolutely no doubt that most animals have a degree of consciousness and are able to experience nearly the full range of human emotions, from pleasure and pain to jealousy, sadness, and happiness. We also know that many animals exhibit incredible intelligence, often surpassing that of newborn human babies and even toddlers. Thus, I do not want to partake in causing any suffering to any animal if I can avoid doing so. And being vegan is an easy way to at least diminish greatly, if not avoid completely, causing any harm to animals whatsoever. Number 3, for us, so that AI has a good precedent of treating lesser intelligence like us. You see, under the current paradigm, humanity considers itself entitled to kill any less intelligent species for food, pleasure, sports, and entertainment. So what happens to us if we stop being the smartest species on our planet. Should we be treated the same way as we treat others right now? I believe that if we want to be treated with respect and dignity by higher intelligence, be it AIs or aliens from space, then we must show by example that we can also treat lower intelligence with respect, kindness, and dignity. So that in turn, we have both the precedent and the hope, maybe never the guarantee, but at the very least the hope, that we can and should be treated in kind. Because if AI treats us the way we treat animals today, we are going to experience enormous suffering, industrialized genocide, and possibly even extinction. 4. For me and my personal health. Now, I must admit that it was mostly the above three reasons that pushed me to go vegan. And at the beginning, I had serious concerns about my own personal health. I had ill-informed questions such as, how will I get enough protein, iron, and calcium? But after observing the effects of going cold turkey vegan, both in terms for my blood tests, but also subjective and objective, subjective feeling and objective sports performance, I was somewhat shocked to discover how easy and good veganism is for me. Since then, I have spent a lot of time educating myself and looking at many medical studies, and now I am convinced that going vegan has been the very best decision I have ever taken for my own personal health. If you need more references on that, check out How Not to Die, Forks Over Knives, or nutritionfacts.org to learn more. Reason number 5. For you. Not to force you, but to gently show you that it is possible and that I will not be protein, iron, or calcium deficient, but stronger and healthier, maybe even smarter than ever. Just like I myself have been inspired by some of the greatest people in history who have been either vegetarian or vegan. Buddha, Gandhi, Confucius, Pythagoras, Plato, Virgil, Voltaire, Isaac Newton, Nikola Tesla, Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin, Albert Einstein, Edward Witten, Brian Greene, Steve Jobs, Franz Kafka, George Bernard Shaw, Leo Tolstoy, Leonardo da Vinci, Plutarch, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Carl Lewis, Prince, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Bob Marley, Ricky Martin, and many others that you may not be even aware of. 6. For our future. Veganism is the most efficient and most likely path to a more sustainable, healthier, and abundant future. For one, if we stop slaughtering the 72 plus billion animals that we kill annually on our planet, and we redirect our resources to grow more legumes, fruit, grains, and vegetables, we can sustainably produce enough food to feed 14 billion people. Secondly, the future of meat is lab-grown. Chances are that within 5-10 years at the most, bioprinted meat will be cheaper, easier to produce, better tasting by design, and since it is suffering-free, it will also be vegan. So in time, most meat in our stores will likely be vegan. And thus, one way or another, the future is vegan. And our current practices will eventually be deemed barbaric by future generations. Why wait and keep doing more damage, but not jump on the future bandwagon now and be a leader rather than a follower? As Dr. Matthew Cole says, every time that technology tries to stand in for ethics, we do ourselves a disservice. We deny ourselves the opportunity for growth. Okay, each of the above six reasons should be sufficient to make you consider going vegan on your own. But when you combine them all together, I think the case is pretty much closed. At least as far as I'm concerned. Thus, for me, veganism is a win, 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 win scenario at every level that I can think of. And so, it was a very easy, no-brainer type of a decision. One that I have not only never regretted, but I have always been very happy with. In fact, I believe it is one of the very best things I have ever done for myself and the world.